You guys all feel like love bombers? How many different ways are there to drop a love bomb on your world? I can think of a bunch. I know I practice a bunch of them. There's the smile bomb, the pat on the shoulder bomb, the high five bomb, the cross the room, look in the eye love bomb. Or the nothing at all, just pure Secret Service loving radiation, multi-bomb. That means nobody knows.
There's a
Sorry,
multi.
Loving it up. And nobody needs to know that you're dropping love bombs. It's not a big display. I want to be recognized for my bombing skills.
I get strange looks in traffic.
Please don't bomb while driving. But here's the thing. If love is this unlimited, ever-present source of all that is, creation, let's call it God. God is love. Something that exists in everything, everywhere, all the time. Well, it shouldn't be any problem to receive it, because there's no lack of it, right? But yet, one of the things I've learned, and I believe is a universal truth or principle, is that if you want more of anything from your experience, start giving more of that thing to your experience, to your world. So when you become a love bomber, you're actually moving into the vibration of love and opening to a greater receptivity of all the love that's already there present. And you're generating more of that in your field and surrounding inside of your local field. Let's say Sunrise Ranch, our community. You know, there are, as Jerry mentioned, there's a lot of other kind of bombing going on out in the world. Not necessarily full of love. Maybe full of fear, even hate or anger. All kinds of different things. And I believe those are all, they're not of the divine design. There is this, what's called divine design, that's in everything. It is, I think, the essence or the end, maybe the end result of attunement. Like attunement is the practice within the creed system, and it's also the practice of coming into a greater attune, lined up attunement with the greater design of life and love. And all that is in the higher realms of creation, the great truth of reality of who we are as beings. And we can either come into greater union with that and expression from that, or into greater separation and experiencing the absence of that. And so I think every time we choose to love bomb, to be a presence of love, bringing that forth into our world, we come into a greater attunement, a greater alignment with what's true, what's real, the most real. Because we got it both going on, right? Human and being, human and being, human beings. In one range, I've got this part of myself that people tell me about and I've begun to believe in, you know, and sometimes touched and tasted. But it's this eternal, present, ever-existing, already perfect, just being. And then I've got this part of myself that's like still trying to figure it all out and doesn't really know what's going on all the time. I'm developing, I'm learning, I'm growing. I'm constantly in this spiral that just never ends. And yet there's also a place of just pure stillness and existence. So it's kind of paradoxical. You know, this being and this process of becoming. But I can reach into the being of that which is already there, the ever-present present existence of unlimited, unconditional love. And I can tap into that and be a channel to bring that forth and through as an expression of, a representative of, a helper of God in my own process of becoming, my own process of changing, my own 3D experience inside a space-time where change is the only constant. I want to continue to evolve, and yet there's a part of me that's already evolved. It's weird. But yet I can draw upon that to feed the now experience moments. Because that's where the munition for the love bombs that you're dropping comes from. It's all around. We receive it in. Once we open up to it, and I think we open up to it by being a giver of that. It goes back to the thing Jesus said. Love thy Lord God, thy all thy heart, mind, soul,
strength,
might.
Yeah.
Give it everything you got. Love to the fullest. Whatever that means for you. Because each moment, each person, each situation is different. They'll call forth a different type of love. And some, that love bomb might just be compassion and understanding. And for another moment, it might be just a big old bomb of allowance and tolerance. And for another moment, it might be a support and a reaching out and understanding and a touch of care. You know, but it's all love. It's called forth in all these different flavors and colors and expressions for whatever's most fitting in that moment. And so whatever comes through, whatever you have in any moment, give that, bring the love. Because it's not a duality of love and fear and two different things going on. It's a spectrum of oneness. And on one side is full, unbridled expression of love. Less, almost, not really any showing up at all. And then we call that the other side of fear, just like light and darkness. You know? And there's a balance point, I think, in this infinite spectrum of different levels that we could experience, where every time we come into a point of balance, we transcend into the next higher level, the next level of the spiral. Now, if we look at individual experience or collective experience, like in the world, there's a lot that says that we're out of balance. And how do you take something that's out of balance back into balance? Usually has to go back into another degree of imbalance on the other side. So if we can become here inside our lives, in our community, and holographically, vibrationally, representing out into the world, like a strike force of love bombers, that's a good way of looking at it. Like every day, my job is I'm bringing love. However I know how, whatever I feel is called for in this moment, whatever type of expression of love, I'm going to open my eyes to see it, to respond, and be there to bring it. It doesn't matter how it lands. It doesn't matter if anybody's doing it. It doesn't matter what happens from it. The point is, that's the vibration I'm in, and that's what I'm bringing.
Yeah.
And then we are helping bring the balance back to the mass consciousness of humanity so there can be a transcendence. It starts individual sphere, goes out to the immediate sphere, and then even further out into the collective. But we got to be doing it inside each, with ourselves, with each others, bringing the love bomb, accepting, receiving the love bomb, being open, being free to give. Just one long, continual choice. Keep choosing over and over and over again until it's not a choice at all. It's just who you are and what you do. So thank you for your bombers.